New leadership in the Center for Research on Violence Against Women, today on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. Last month, UK selected Diane Follingstad as the executive director of the Center for Research on Violence Against Women. She is a professor in the psychiatry department, as well as a clinical and forensic psychologist who specializes in partner abuse and battered women's legal cases. Welcome to UK Perspectives, Dr. Follingstad.
Thank you very much.
The center celebrated its 10th anniversary last year, but many on campus are probably not familiar with your work. So tell us about the center's mission and what you do.
The center was actually established in 2003 by Ms. Carol Jordan, whose vision was to have a unique center for the nation in terms of a center that was not only focusing on women's issues, but was focusing specifically on research on violence against women. And over the years, the early efforts in the center, she did a lot of fundraising. And because of that, what you can find right now is that there are now four faculty within the center, three that are endowed chairs and one that's an endowed professor. So by bringing us in, all being senior people and all having research experience in this area, we now have, a collective mass of individuals. We've also found that we ended up doing a lot of work, collaborative work together. And we're trying to now really focus the resources, not just our efforts, but the resources of the center into being able to promote and distribute information, research about on violence against women.
And why is this kind of research important?
Everybody knows that violence against women has been a longstanding problem. And a lot of times, individuals would be in one university here and one university in another state, kind of doing their own projects, working on their own aspects of it. The idea of bringing people together, being able to work across disciplines, seems to be a much more fertile ground for doing research and actually seems to work better for getting the large research grants. So when you have Ann Coker, one of our endowed chairs. She's a public health epidemiologist. I'm a psychologist, both clinical and forensic. Dr. Claire Renzetti is a sociologist and criminologist. And Dr. Charlie Carlson in psychology, he's an interesting guy. He both is a clinical psychologist, but he has this very interesting interest in what goes on in dentistry with regard to women who've had injuries from being battered.
So this is bringing a great many different disciplines together to focus on the topic of violence against women.
Absolutely.
What are some of the projects that you've got underway right now at the center?
Between this small group, we actually have quite a few different angles that we're looking at. We have, right now, we're putting in a grant that has to do with sex trafficking. We have another one where we want to be able to evaluate the therapeutic horticulture program, essentially a farm program, at the local battered women's shelter to see whether or not this has benefits above and beyond their standard programming. Dr. Coker has had a long-standing interest in cancer, and she's very much looking at partner interference when women have cancer and they're either being diagnosed, treated, or trying to recover, and what's going on with their partners and whether or not that actually affects their quality of life. I've been doing some research on how prosecutors seem to make decisions in battered women's cases when they've killed a partner. It doesn't seem to be a consistent decision that gets made. Dr. Coker and I have a project that has to do with looking at Kentucky high school students as they leave high school. Will they show long-term effects from a program that Dr. Coker has been evaluating that has to do with bystanding? Do you get in there and get involved and help people around you make sure that nothing bad happens to them? And we're going to look and see whether or not that program has long-term effects. And for kids who go to college and kids who don't go to college, and see if there's any differences. So I'm trying to think. We have so many different kinds of things in different angles. But it's interesting. We keep coming up with new ideas.
Dr. Todd used to speak about the need to make research real to the people of Kentucky, and it sounds like you're doing exactly that. These are real-world projects, real-world issues that have a direct impact on people's lives, both men and women.
Absolutely.
Now, UK is fortunate to have both your Center for Research on Violence Against Women and the VIP Center. So is there a relationship between the two? Do you work together?
It's an informal relationship because VIP is actually, I believe, within the Division of Student Affairs. And they have a very strong advocacy, and they're going to look and make sure that kids here at UK are not hurt. And so they are always interested in what kind of programming can we do to help in that regard. When they wanted to do bystanding training at the college level, the provost's office in 2010 put some money into the pot and allowed a bunch of our researchers here at UK to actually evaluate the program. And they're starting to come out with some very exciting results. And because of that, that program was cited in a New York Times magazine, New York Times Sunday edition recently, saying that this is a model program that is actually being evaluated here at UK.
And the White House has recently focused attention on sexual violence at universities and chosen UK as a model for other institutions to follow in this regard. I wonder, is sexual violence more prevalent, do you think, on university campuses than the general population?
We don't have a really good view of that yet. And actually, that's one of the projects that Dr. Coker and I are doing, where we're trying to follow young adults after high school for the next 4 years. And we'll be able to have an excellent sample of those who go to college and those who don't, to try and find out whether or not there are similarities or differences. Because what we don't know, we're getting some good ideas for programs to target college populations, but we don't know if they would really apply as well to non-college populations. So it's a very interesting question you asked, and one that we're trying to find out right now.
And what, in your estimation, is UK doing that got the White House's attention? Why is UK a model for other schools that they can learn from?
Well, I think it's a combination. Our VIP program at UK was, I think, one of the first to actually try and institute, you know, a university-wide program with regard to preventing violence. It's this bystander program. But what makes it more important is that our researchers are part of this effort, and they're actually evaluating it. And it's all well and good to put programs out there, but our angle is, can we demonstrate the effectiveness of these? And when you get that combination, then it's held up as a model program because you have some way to be able to say, this is actually working.
Well, thank you. This has been a fascinating conversation, and I hope as your research progresses that you'll come back and talk to us and tell us about some of the results.
I'd be delighted to do that.
Dr. Diane Follingstad is the new director of the Center for Research on Violence Against Women at UK. Our complete UK Perspectives interview is available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.